Good morning. It's Thursday, August 9th. I'm George Kearns with a look at some of this morning's headlines here on SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. Well, the search continues for 39-year-old Daniel Earl Webb. Webb is wanted on narcotics charges in Virginia, but got away from U.S. Marshals on Tuesday. That agency's division in Greenville says Webb has known ties to the upstate and therefore could be hiding out in South Carolina. Officials say Webb has made statements in the past that he will not go back to prison, so they do consider him armed and dangerous. State Senator Greg Embree is in a medically induced coma after getting a staph infection after a brain aneurysm 2 weeks ago. Officials say the staph infection was most likely contracted from an IV, but it has since spread to his lungs. The coma should help him heal and allow fluid to drain from his lungs. Right now, there is no exact timeline for Embree's recovery. An upstate man has been sentenced to 30 years in prison for killing a woman after seeing a large roll of cash in her purse. 25-year-old Chivas Morris told investigators he only meant to hit Jennifer Poor in the head with his gun and then steal her cash. But authorities say the gun went off and hit Poor in the chest. Morris pleaded guilty to voluntary manslaughter. While visiting Fairfield County yesterday, U.S. Senator Tim Scott told residents that he doesn't see an immediate remedy for the 126 employees of Element Electronics who are losing their jobs. This is because the company says new trade tariffs imposed by the president are forcing its TV plant there to close. Senator Scott said he's hopeful the tariffs will lead to better trade conditions for the country in the future.
Listen, I think you should always be concerned about the economic realities that you face as a state and as a nation. The reason why the president's back negotiating again is because we have been poorly postured for about 50 years on trade and tariff issues.
Senator Scott said he has shared the concerns of a number of South Carolina business leaders about the new tariffs with President Trump. Meanwhile, a man trying to become a police officer in the Lowcountry has died after finishing a physical agility test. The police department says 35-year-old Jeffrey Tant completed the test and then asked to be taken to a hospital where he passed away. The test included bench presses, sit-ups, a 300-meter dash, push-ups, and a nearly 2-mile run. The coroner's office says Tant's official cause of death is pending an autopsy. A South Carolina teen has pleaded guilty to trying to fight for the Islamic State, a charge that carries a possible 20-year prison sentence. Federal court documents show 19-year-old Zachariah Abdeen pleaded guilty yesterday to a charge of attempting to provide material support to a terrorist organization. Abdeen has been in prison since he was arrested at Charleston's airport in March 2017, trying to board a plane for Jordan. A Georgia police lieutenant and a dispatcher have been fired after sheriff's deputies found cocaine in their car during a traffic stop. Savannah Police Lieutenant Mike Wilson and his girlfriend, dispatcher Irene Gould, were pulled over Saturday in neighboring Beaufort County for driving a car with a broken light over the license plate. An incident report says the couple gave consent to search the car, and deputies found a bag of cocaine in a pack of cigarettes. Students at 6 Midlands schools can thank Beyonce and Jay-Z for a half day. Officials with Richland School District 1 said they don't want buses getting stuck in the expected heavy traffic due to the upcoming concert. That show is being held at Williams-Brice Stadium on August 21st. And that's a look at your South Carolina headlines for Thursday, August 9th. I'm George Kearns for SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org.